On September 4th, 1921, Roscoe and Fred Fishback arrived at the St. Francis Hotel and checked into rooms 12, 19, 20, and 21. The following morning, Virginia Rappe, Maud Delmont, and Al Semnacher entered room 1220. They had each taken rooms at the nearby Palace Hotel. Zay Prevon and Alice Blake, two showgirls, also joined the party at some point. From all accounts, the party was a great deal of fun. Arbuckle had large quantities of food, gin, whiskey, and orange juice delivered, despite the threat of prohibition. And in fact, it appears that the whole purpose of the party was to consume good food and liquor, to dance to jazz recordings, and to enjoy the company of the opposite sex. It is precisely because of the vast amounts of liquor consumed that the details of what followed would differ substantially, depending on who was telling the tale. We know that a drunken Virginia Rappe went into the bathroom of room 1221 in the early afternoon and began to throw up. While she was in the bathroom, Arbuckle joined her and shut the door. Another 15 minutes would go by before either one was seen. It is this 15 minutes that would be in question for a long time to come. Did something happen in that time? Something violent, sexual, scandalous? The only two people who could say for certain were Virginia and Roscoe. We do know that Roscoe helped clean Virginia up, wrapped her in his dressing gown, and laid her out on his bed. He then admitted some guests to the party in his pajama bottoms and joked with his friends. But Virginia's condition didn't improve when she stopped vomiting. We do know that she became hysterical, perhaps because of the alcohol she'd ingested. She became convinced that she was dying, and for reasons that are still unclear, she began to rip off her clothing. Fred Fishback drew a cold bath while quibbling with Maud Delmont over the best treatment for Virginia's mysterious condition. Ice was added to the already cold bathwater, and Fishback lowered the nude and still screaming Rappe into it. This treatment did not make her scream any the less. Roscoe carried the girl to a nearby suite and put her to bed. The hotel's house doctor was called in, as was another local physician. Roscoe returned to his party to find that most of his guests were leaving. The general consensus seems to have been she'd be fine when she slept it off. Roscoe left her in the care of the St. Francis Hotel and took a steamship back to Los Angeles. The staff of the St. Francis had Virginia admitted to a nearby hospital the following Thursday. She was examined by several doctors and nurses, none of whom seemed particularly alarmed by her condition. But by the end of the week, Virginia took a turn for the worse. On Friday, Virginia died.